And the title of this message is Strengthening the Inner Man. And if you and I are going to be strong in today's society, you're going to have a strong spirit. You're going to have to be able that your spirit will sustain you in whatever area that you're having a turmoil in. You know, I hear a brother comes up and he's got some challenges, Brother Dave. But did you know what? No matter what challenges come in the natural, guess what? If you and I have a strong spirit, you'll be able to go right through. You'll be able to go right through and smiling. When the soul is upset, your spirit keeps firm. Amen? When your soul is upset, your spirit keeps firm. You're not going to be moved. You're not going to be pushed off kilter when something comes against us. And you know, you are a spirit. You possess a soul and you live in a body. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:23. It says, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body. Everybody say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I love that. I love being a spirit. Because I've been to funerals and I've seen the coffin and I've seen the individual in the coffin, my own dad. And I've seen him there and tap his shoulder, you know. That's just the house that we live in. Each one of us live in a house. This is my house. It's a 55-year-old model. It's going to be 56 next month. And thank God for this model. Amen. I'm a model. But anyways, this is my body. This is a house. This is your earth suit. But the real you is on the inside of you. And everything you say and everything you do comes from your heart. You can think nice things up, but you ain't going to move one inch until it gets into your spirit, especially financially. You've got to think upon it. You've got to ponder upon it. And then it soaks down into your heart. And then you're going to start acting. You're going to start speaking and you're going to start acting when you get things in your heart. So your heart is very precious. And every heart here is precious. Amen. Ed, you got a precious heart, your spirit. And when our bodies leave this earth, our spirits and our soul fly to eternity. But thank God for the house we live in now. But know that you are not a body. Sometimes people say, oh, we're just like animals. No, you're not an animal. You're not even close to an animal. You are created in the image of God. You are a child of God. You are born of the Spirit of God. God is on the inside of you. You're alive unto God when you've accepted Him. That's who you are. Amen. Your body, yeah, it may want to do this and may want to do that. But the Apostle Paul always says, I buffet my body. I bring it under subjection. You know, I fool around with the kids sometimes. Maybe they don't like it. But anyways, I grab them by the back of the neck, eh? I did it with Luke, but Luke left me. And now I got Joe. So I pulled Joe around a little bit. Not mean. This is not fighting. This is me having total control. So I move him around like that. And he's like, he's held. But that's what you got to do to your body. You got to bring that body into subjection. Amen? You got to control that body. You got to move it. Say, you're going to go there. No, you're not going there. Amen? And the same with the soul. And there's many messages taught about the soul, and it's going to be a whole lifetime that we continually develop our soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, all intact. But if you have a strong spirit, that strong spirit will sustain you. One of the great prayers in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, I bow my knees unto my God and Father, my Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant unto us, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by your spirit in the inner man. Each one of us need to be strong spiritually. Amen? That no matter what comes your way, you're strong spiritually. You know who you are in Christ. The greater one is on the inside of you. Yes, things happen. Yes, bad things happen. Horrible things happen. But you're strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I enjoy being an introvert. And thank God you are an extrovert. You enjoy being your extrovert. Each person is different. But when it comes time to it, it's so beautiful. Just you and God Almighty. Nobody else. And I'm talking peace, that passes all understanding guards our heart and our mind. And God wants you to take time to be with him, to talk to him, to read the scripture, to be able to pray, to fellowship with him. I was listening to Brother Benny Hinn online on YouTube. Anyways, he says that all those gifts of the Spirit are like a basket. You got all those baskets up there, and they're on a pole. And that pole is you and your relationship with God. No matter how God uses you, if that relationship is not strong, if your spirit is not strong, those baskets will crush you. And we've seen it many times, people used in the things of God and then thrown by the wayside, and some even shipwrecked because they did not have a strong foundation, a strong foundation of the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and a strong spirit. How do you think the apostles took punishment? Stephen was stoned. They're beating. His flesh is getting marred and banged. They're killing him. If we were in the natural, we'd be fighting back, spitting, throwing, cussing, and just doing everything. No, he says, Father, forgive them. These guys do not know what they're doing. His spirit was strong. Amen? He had a strong spirit, strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. His spirit was a strong spirit. And you and I can have a strong spirit today if we would take some time to be able to go through what I'm talking about this morning. To have a strong spirit, amen? And you and I can have a strong spirit. So no matter what anybody says, friends, enemies, the news, you're going to say, no, I know who I am in Christ. And God's taking care of me. God loves me. And nothing by any means can hurt me, amen? And you, or your eyes open up and you see God Almighty. Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth, he was praying for a sick person. He brought two people to a sick bed that the person was pretty well out and dead and gone. So he brought his two friends he had. One started to pray and said, oh, Lord, bless the wife or whatever. I can't remember if it was a husband or wife. But bless them for the, you know, they're going to be departing here. He said, oh my God, what is happening with this? The next person takes over and tuned up at the same thing. Oh Lord, bless this family in the loss of this. Finally, Smith Wigglesworth said, that's it. He said, no. And he took his bottle of oil and he poured it right on the whole thing on that person. And Jesus appeared with a big smile on his face. And the man was risen up right instantly. Isn't that something, that the power of God? God loves faith, and he loves people to operate. Amen? And if we're going to have a strong spirit on the inside of us, we got to know the scriptures. We got to meditate on those scriptures. We've got to ponder on those scriptures. We got to do the word of God, and we got to instantly obey the voice of our spirit. But over in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 14, it says, the spirit of man, your spirit will sustain his infirmity. When you're going through tests, when you're going through trials, when you're going through temptations, guess what? Your spirit of man will sustain your infirmity. So if you are weighed down, if you are sick, how many people have been sick? How many people went through a test and a trial? Well, those infirmities that come against us, your spirit on the inside of you, a strong spirit will be able to sustain you. A strong spirit will be able to sustain you. And so when you're going through it, guess what? My spirit is strong. One of the best times I have is singing spiritual songs, because they're coming from your heart. You're going through a test, you're going through a trial, you're going through a temptation. Just tune it up. I'm not talking about tuning it on the radio at that time. You can turn it on sometime. Turn on your spirit, amen, and start to say, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we want to praise you and glorify you. Hallelujah, you're a good God. You're never leaving me nor forsaking me. You're always with me, even until the end of the age. Oh, Father, I praise you. I worship you. I thank you. Oh, you're good. Oh, you're merciful and you're kind. You're with me all the time. Thank you, Jesus. And I put it to a little tune. Amen. And I could even do the drums or whatever. And you're singing. You're singing a spiritual song. You're magnifying God. And that brings you right out, because your strong spirit is going to sustain you in an infirmity. It's going to bring you right out of that thing. Amen. It's going to be able to hold you. It's going to hold you tight. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, it says, "For this cause, though we faint, which we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day." You're going to find out through scriptures that the inner man, the spirit of man, that's the real you on the inside. Your inner man is the real you. That is you. That is me. It's the inner man on the inside of you. And so it says here, "For this cause we faint not, though our outward man perish." You know that we're getting older. "But though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day." We're talking about strengthening that inner man, getting that inner man strong. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4 says, "But let it be the hidden man." The hidden man, the inward man, the spirit man, that is the real you. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and I pray that everybody has, the real you on the inside of you, your spirit became alive unto God. You became a new creation in Christ Jesus. The spirit on the inside of you is brand new. It's just like a brand new baby. A brand new baby. A baby, you smell the baby, this baby smells good. And then later on, they start to smell differently. But anyways, when he just comes out, the baby smells good. Everything's good. And so with you as being born again, alive unto God, my mother, my dear mother as well. I love talking about my parents. She got born again at 24 years old. Came from a heathen home. Heathen home, they didn't believe about God any way, shape, form, or fashion. Never heard about God. Just, you know, maybe something. But she got saved. And she was totally changed. But she said for 2 years, nothing seemed to, she knew something happened, but nothing changed until she started to go to church and to hear the word of God. And as you hear the word of God, your spirit man starts feeding. They taught us at Rhema that this is faith food right here. This is faith food. And if you want to eat, you're going to have to eat this, okay? You're going to have to eat the Bible. You're going to have to eat God's word. You know, we go to the gym, many of us. We could say we wish we went to the gym. But anyways, I have a gym in the basement, and I've seen it there for some 6 years now. And it's my heart's desire to go down there and to pull those things, you know, and do those things and get that chest. Mark Davey, just to let you know, he squeezed me, and he said, "Man, you got good arms." I said, "Thanks." But I only worked these out back in high school. But you go to the gym and you work out. That's the physical realm. The gym, your body is in the physical realm. People go to universities. They study hard. They do all this. They do all that. Colleges, that's working in the intellectual realm. You're touching the intellectual realm. But your spirit is the spiritual realm. And this is the food for the spiritual realm. You are going to eat God's word. You are going to consume it morning, noon, and night because you're hungry and you need food. Not just any kind of scraps. We're talking Bible, word of God. Sometimes music on the radio, sometimes books. They have some word and it's good. But there could be some fluff. Now, I don't mind a bag of chips once in a while, but I'm not going to eat chips every day, morning, noon, and night. What are you eating? I'm eating old Dutch chips, my favorite. I'm going to have the sour cream in the morning, barbecue at noon, and salt and vinegar before I go to bed. I'm going to eat chips, and then the next day I'm going to do it all over. Chips in the morning, chips at noon, chips in the evening. Then the next day I'm going to do it again, chips. Cindy likes Lay's, but I find them too greasy. But Old Dutch is so crisp, and the potatoes are from usually Manitoba. That beautiful metropolis. Hey, Joe, go give these notes to the lady at the back. Give him a hand. Okay, so the word of God is going to train our spirits. So number one, to have a strong spirit, you're going to have to meditate on God's word. Continually meditate on God's word. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night to observe to do all that is written therein. Then you're going to make your way prosperous and have good success. When you meditate on God's word, guess what? Things filter down into your spirit. You're reading it, you're pondering it, and then it gets down into your spirit. Just the other day, I was reading about Judas. How many of you know who he is? He betrayed Jesus. And the Bible says that he got upset one day. A lady came with a very expensive bottle of perfume and poured it on Jesus. The Bible says the disciples got upset. Main one, Judas. He's in charge of the money. And I'm not going to say anything but I get hammered a lot for money. Oh, but anyways. But Judas, anyways, he had the money bag, and he got upset with that. He said that could have been sold for so much and given to the poor. So it made a little jar in him, just a little bit. It came in his mind. It got to his heart. It's not right. It's not right. And you know, the Bible says about Judas, it says that now it entered into his heart to betray Jesus. It entered into his heart. First thinking about it and then getting it into your heart. That's why meditation is so important of God's word. Getting it in your mind and getting it into your heart. Getting it into your mind and getting it into your heart. Because what you're thinking about, guess what, is going to get into that spirit of yours. I know that our spirits are born again and it loves God. But if you just go any old way, guess what? Other things are going to get into your spirit. But the number one way of strengthening your spirit, having a strong spirit, is meditating on God's word. Thinking upon God's word. Putting it into practice. It talks about, for out of the abundance of the heart, there's just some things that you're going to actually be speaking. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But there's other things that you can get in there. And the scriptures declare that there can be other things in there. Spiritual sins are actually the worst sins, according to the prophet Brother Hagin. He said that Jesus Christ himself talked to him face to face, which is to me miraculous, not this once, several times. And he said, I'm going to judge my people. I'm just acting the way Jesus would. I don't know what he did, whether Jesus smiled or whether, what was his emotions? Was he mean? Was he like, oh, I got, or was he kind? You know, you don't know. But Jesus said, I'm going to judge my people more on spiritual sins than physical sins. Physical sins, we all see things around that transpire, but spiritual things are of the heart. It could be a bitterness. It could be envy. It could be jealousy. And the list goes on and on. And if we allow those things to get into our spirit, we're sinning. We're a sinning person, and we have to confess and say, Lord, forgive me for that. I don't want that in my heart about any individual, about any person. I want to have a clean heart. So meditation on God's word is so powerful. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and not just meditating, but observing to do all that is written therein. Then you're going to make your way prosperous, and then you're going to have good success. James says the same thing about praying. When you ask for wisdom, don't waver. Go ahead and fulfill what you're praying about. Don't go back and forth. You're meditating on God's word. Let God's word be the forefront in your spirit, in your heart. Romans 10, verse 10, it says, for with the heart man believes, again, you are a spirit, unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you're going to believe with your heart. Because the heart is all the virtues of life come from the heart, the spirit, the inner man, the real you. And you want that strong. Over in Matthew chapter 15, verse 19, it says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, that's lying, blasphemies. And so these are things that could get into our spirits, could get into our hearts, but we want to keep them at bay. We're going to say, no, we're not going to be thinking on those things that are not true, that are not lovely, that have a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. So the number one way to strengthen our inner man so we can be strong is to meditate on God's word. Don't take God's word lightly, whether it's one scripture or a whole pile of scriptures. God's word is the sustenance for our spirit. It's our life. It's Jesus himself speaking unto us. It's the Holy Spirit speaking unto us. It's God Almighty working with us. Number two, it is practicing the word. Every time we practice the word, every time we do the word of God, We're strengthening in our spirit. We're strengthening in our spirit. How many of you ever had to forgive someone? You did it by faith. You're practicing the word of God. You say, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they do. No, you, Lord, forgive them. And so you're practicing the word of God. Anytime you gave finances, you're practicing the word of God. I love, he says he loves. There's two things that you're supposed to love, God and not money. I was going to say I love money, but I don't love money. I love what money can do. It can buy you some food if you're hungry, eh? It can buy somebody something nice, like a black motorcycle. It can do something good. You can give. You can support. You can be a blessing. Amen? And so there's nothing wrong with finances. There's not a big circle with an X through it. Don't ever think about it. No. I think about my God and how extreme he is. Paving his streets with gold? I think that's a little extravagant. There's some other things he could use. Why is he dealing with the gold? And the curbs, I heard, are gold too. That's extreme. That's very extreme. I'm going to have to talk to him and settle it straight when I see him face to face. Though I would do that. He's a kind God to me. Amen? But he doesn't have anything about riches, but he has lots about covetousness. He says, you don't be covetousness. So I need to learn more about that. I haven't been studying that. So practicing the word. Anytime you get an opportunity, practice the word of God. When I make breakfast in the morning for my wife, I always give her the best eggs. It's been happening for 25 years. Reminds me of my dad cooking breakfast for my mom. She says, can't you eat anything else? You know, he just wanted one fried egg every morning. Everything perfect, year after year after year after year. And so she wants a little bit of a change, eh? But we humans, we have our ways set. So practicing the word of God will strengthen your inner man. You're going to become strong. Every time you meditate on God's word, every time you practice God's word, you're being strong. Amen? Anytime you use your faith, you're strengthening your spirit man. You're acting on the word of God. I love faith because faith is just calling those things which be not as though they were. It's just saying something in line with God's word. You may feel horrible, but you just say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. That's acting in faith. That's just operating faith. You may be sick and not feeling well. Well, you're going to act in faith. You're going to say, thank you, Lord. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. If I've missed it, if I've sinned, if I've done something wrong, please forgive me in Jesus' name. Now, thank you, Lord. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. None of this wallowing. All it is believing, speaking, and acting. Because that's faith. And God wants you to speak and act. Many a good man and woman went down because they spoke themselves into oblivion. They spoke themselves into oblivion. I just heard a guy the other day, nice fellow, and I talked to him, and he always has the same story. I could tape him today, and I could have taped him a year ago, and he'd be saying the same thing, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And this was his words. Hey, I'm doing okay, but, you know, I fall into that. I fall into the drugs. And that's it. That's his statement. You know, I'm doing okay, but I fall into the drugs. I fall into... So that's him. So if you talk to him, so I told him. He came up to me just the other day and said the same thing. You know, I'm doing good, but I fall into the drugs. I said, don't say that anymore. Say, I'm delivered from drugs. Say, I'm free from drugs. In fact, I don't even like drugs. I hate them with a passion. I love being free. I'm free from drugs. Amen? So the next time I see him, I want him to hear that. I want to say, I'm free. Amen? Because the devil puts us down. He makes us say and do things that aren't even close to being in our nature. He uses those things against each one of us, and he tries to put us into his mold. And no, we're not going into his mold. We're going into Bible mold. Amen? We're going to be molded by God's word. And so it's so important that you practice the word of God, because that's going to strengthen your inner man. Number three is obeying the voice of your spirit. You're going to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, being led by the Spirit of God is a green light. We've heard it said, a green light. Brother Sterling, you've been driving down the road. You see a green light. What are you going to do? You're going to go. You're not even going to look to the side. You're going to go. No, we do look to the side, but you're going to go. You're going to go. It's okay. And being led by the Spirit of God is like that. You're having a free ride. Amen. God's leading you. Maybe he didn't say anything specifically, but you're on the course. You're right. But all of a sudden, if there's a check on the inside of you, Brother Hagin told us that he wrote this letter to this fellow. He wrote it all out. And he said, oh, I just don't feel good about that. Crumpled it up, threw it in the wastebasket. Then he did the next day the same thing. Got that letter out. He's writing a letter. Yes, brother, I'm going to go to see you. I'll be there at such and such a time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just signing my name. Now, and he crumples it up and throws it in the wastebasket. And that happens several times. Why? There's just something not quite right. Something not quite right. That's being led by the Spirit of God. And Jesus, the great man, not Jesus, but Brother Hagin, the great man, and Jesus, our Lord, talked to him and he said, did you get that feeling? How you didn't feel quite right about that circumstance and that situation, how you did that? That's being led by the inner witness. Every one of my children are led by that. And just to let you know, you're seeing me face to face, but I'm not leading you anymore like this, face to face. No. And he never did. And in fact, he built Rhema Bible Training Center by an inner witness and nothing spectacularly. That big ministry of 185 acres, I believe it is, multitudes of ministers trained. It was all done in the Spirit by that inner witness. You would think that that would be the time when Jesus would speak specifically because he wants to get it right. But in that time, he didn't. And so that whole place was done by faith on God's word. And so that inner witness is so important. You're going to know what's right. You know, we're not ignorant people. You and I know what's right and we know what's wrong. And in God's direction of how he's going to lead us, he's going to lead us by the inner witness. You're going to have that inner witness. You're going to have that green light. You're going to have that good feeling. He says, the more you thought about it, the more you liked it. Isn't that nice? That's our God. Satan, because I've obeyed him for several years in the past, not presently, but in the past, he would drag you from this slop pail to that slop pail, to that slop pail. And that's just my growing up slop pail. But it's horrible places. He'd push you around. Satan is a bully. He will drag your face through it and say, what are you doing on there? Well, you threw me down there. And sometimes, you know, when I would be out of it and previously years back, I'll say when I was a teenager and going through things, but I used to lay on the ground and wallow there. And I used to say, this is self-inflicted wounds. I'm self-inflicting myself. I'm hurting myself. Nobody's hurting me. I'm by myself right now, but it's self-inflicted wounds. I said, this is stupid. I'm not going to obey this anymore. I'm following God. And thank God he did bring me out of that, and thank God he does. But Satan is that driving force. But peace, like passes all understanding, guards our heart and our mind. Jesus is so, he's the Prince of Peace, and he's going to lead us by being peaceful. He's going to lead us in that quiet way. And when you're being led by the Spirit of God, you're strengthening that inner man because you know his voice better today than he did yesterday. And sometimes he will take you farther. You know, I'm teaching one of the Bible school classes on the manifestations of the Spirit of God. There's nine of them. There was a man by the name of Howard Carter, and he said, when I would prophesy, when I would speak to people, I would see a vision. Boom, right there. Just like you're watching a television, you would see a vision. I would be able to say, this is what I saw. And he would say it all out. All of a sudden, the vision stopped, and he said, all of a sudden, I got a word. Well, I said the word out. And then all of a sudden, that stopped. And he says, now I have to prophesy. I stand up with no vision, no word, and I prophesy and I speak by faith. And God is pleased with faith. He loves every single one of us when we operate by faith. And if you and I are going to be strong spiritually, you're going to have to meditate on God's word. You're going to have to put God's word into practice, but you're going to have to be led by the Spirit of God. And that is strengthening that inner man on the inside of you. And that's one of the most funnest things, is to be led by God, to be moved by God. And yes, we've missed it at times. We've done things that were wrong. And we just say, Lord, you know, sorry about that. I missed it. That was wrong. I thought I heard you. I didn't hear you. Well, go on. Big deal. You know, but we're following the voice of the Lord our God. And so when we do that, we're being strengthened with might by your Spirit, by his Spirit in the inner man. So obeying the voice. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 13, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So God's going to lead his children. Over in Proverbs 27, at verse 20 and verse 27, it says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And so God's going to lead you. God's going to direct you by the Spirit. Amen? Well, how many of you enjoyed this? Amen, amen. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus that you are a good God. And the Bible says your mercies endure forever and ever and ever. Father, we want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. There's plenty of time. Go ahead and lift your hands up. Talk to your Heavenly Father. Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for strengthening us spiritually. Thank you that we are strong spiritual people. Hallelujah. That you've destined, that you've designed us for strength. You've not designed us for failure. You never created a failure ever. And you never will. Hallelujah. And so we want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we strengthen ourselves up by the Word of God. We meditate on the Word of God. We obey the Word of God. We even pray in the Spirit, acting the Word of God. Praying in the other, in tongues, actually builds ourselves up. It prays out mysteries. It prays out secrets. It strengthens you on the inside of you. You become more aware of the Spirit. And if you don't speak in tongues at this very second, go ahead and speak. Use your faith and speak. Say something. Hallelujah. It's your. They were all filled and they spoke. So, Father, we want to say thank you. You said, this is the refreshing wherewith you cause the weary to be refreshed. This is the rejoicing. And so we want to say thank you, Lord God. And we worship you this morning, this Sunday morning at Faith City Church, that we are your people, that we are strong in the Spirit, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, praise you. Go ahead and thank him. Thank him that you are set free. No worry, hallelujah. No doubt, no fear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Breathe. Praise my Savior. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Let's sing it again. Come on, work it, milk it out. Jesus Christ, my Savior. Praise you, Lord. Rescue me. Thank you. Savior, you rescued Lord God. Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your leading, for your guidance, for your direction, for your correction, for your instruction in righteousness. We want to say thank you, Lord God, that our spirits are strong in you and in the power of your might. In fact, your spirit strengthens our spirit. And we want to say thank you for that. Say, my spirit is strong. Say, I have a strong spirit. I can go through anything because you're with me. Your spirit, dear God, is strengthening my spirit. And I love you with all my heart. Amen, amen.